Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Semi-cast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 19th day of August, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And another summer day. It seems to be nice out there. I haven't got to go out there yet, but I'm thinking it's nice out there. Let's see what we're going to look at here. 5 years after killing Eric Garner, NYPD fires Officer Daniel Pantaello. That's a hard name. It must be Irish. This is from the Daily Beast, and we'll look at it when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. You could love, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. 5 years after killing Eric Garner, NYPD fires Officer Daniel Pantaleo. This is from the Daily Beast. 5 years after Eric Garner's dying plea, "I can't breathe," became the rallying cry against police brutality across the nation. Excuse me. The police officer who killed him, he's been fired. How would it be if you and me went out and we killed somebody and the worst we could expect is to be fucking fired? Wouldn't that be something? New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill announced on Monday that NYPD Officer Daniel Pantaleo has been fired. O'Neill terminated Pantaleo, 34, after it was determined he violated department policy in restraining Garner with a prohibited chokehold in 2014. And that's just, you know, that's just like nothing. I mean, it's meaningless. The bottom line is these corporate police with this Blackwater USA can't fucking exist. They had no jurisdiction the day they killed Eric Garner. They had no right to even walk up to him and say anything to him. They had no warrant for him. They had no. It was just a brutality. The corporation has the exclusive on selling cigarettes. The man was selling single cigarettes. That's what he fucking died for. That's what he was murdered for. But of course, it's clear that Daniel Pentanello can no longer serve as a police officer, O'Neill said. Want to bet? I'll bet you within first place he's getting all of his pension money back from the New York Police Department, and then he'll go down the road fucking, you know, a half hour, an hour away. He'll be serving on another force next week. You watch. The administrative judge, previously recommended Pentanello's termination following an internal disciplinary trial. So this is what he got, a disciplinary trial for killing a fucking human being. And he had children. I mean, God almighty. Well, they can kill you for a cigarette, I reckon. The judge, a deputy commissioner, found Pentanello was untruthful during interviews with investigators and had recklessly used force during the fatal encounter. Now, doesn't that make that a fucking minimum a manslaughter charge? And really, it is a blatant murder because they had no jurisdiction to even talk to that man. Zero jurisdiction. A corporate jurisdiction that cannot be applied to the people who have the Bill of Rights that says that no such authority can ever exist for the government to hire a fucking private agent. Well, for the government to create a corporation, an unlawful corporation with zero authority to do so, remove the fucking Bill of Rights, hire these fucking corporate fucking enforcers, and when, you know, they kill somebody, well, they go in the disciplinary trial, at the corporation, a corporate hearing. And this is what the guy, you killed a man. Like, oh shit, you're going to lose your job. And a lot of people are really upset. All the pigs are all really fucking upset because he lost his job just for don't you have the right to kill people on the fucking sidewalk? Pentanello had not faced official sanctions for his actions until now, only being placed on desk duty. The Justice Department in July declined to charge Pentanello with violating Garner's civil rights. Well, yeah. Was those civil rights, or those something they can grant or something they can take away? It's completely arbitrary under that 14th Amendment. Under that 14th Amendment, Garner was a fucking subject. He was a piece of property. And they killed the piece of property, and there is no civil rights violation because there is no civil rights because, you know, it's an immunity or a privilege that, they must have revoked for Mr. Garner at a whim. It's arbitrary and capricious. It's not the Bill of fucking Rights. Under the Bill of Rights, the man was fucking murdered, and the murderer gets to walk free. He lose his job at that department. Like I said, he'll be in another department. He'll get a raise. He'll get a raise out of this. A Staten Island grand jury in 2014 declined to indict Pentanello, which makes, you know, you go back through this and they talk about him lying. They've shown the pictures of him putting the chokehold on Garner and taking him down and holding him down and strangling the man. Who had asthma to start with and causing a cardiac arrest. Now, they're saying by this, they got, you know, by their administrative hearing, he has to go because he broke the rules of the corporation. He went against the policy of the corporation. And a man is dead. But for some reason, this grand jury, they couldn't find a crime in this. So there's no crime in them killing you. The worst they can do is violate their fucking policy. And that's the way it was with Kelly Thomas. That's the way it was with James Boyd. You know, they're not going to indict because the district attorney goes into the goddamn, it's the district attorney that isn't supposed to exist, that is a part of the corporation, goes into the corporate grand jury and tells them, well, there's nothing to indict here. They can either indict a hamburger or not indict a hamburger. It's up to them. But it sure as hell is not law. It sure as hell is not justice. This man was fucking murdered. No two ways. I mean, they tell you. 5 years ago, Eric Garner's dying plea, I can't breathe. And then it says the police officer who killed him has been fired. Who killed him? And then they come on down here with their administrative hearing saying he was unjustified in killing him. But the grand jury, which is not a grand jury, it's a corporate fucking grand jury, and made up of the Masons in the area, couldn't find anything wrong with that. On July 17, 2014, Garner was confronted by NYPD officers on a Staten Island street corner after allegedly selling single loose cigarettes prohibited by law. No, not prohibited by law. That is a false fucking statement. Prohibited by fucking corporate policy, which is not law. Now, that Bill of Rights, that's ratified law. It tells us in the original Constitution how law is fucking made. I mean, they can write legislation. That legislation can be challenged. If the jury of the common law declares it that you broke a law, and breaking a law would be violating somebody else's rights, then you would have broken the law. But selling a cigarette to somebody is not prohibited by law. It's prohibited by corporate policy that says that they have the exclusive. It's just like all the alcohol in the United States. Belongs to the government because they say so. Belongs, well, not to the government, to the corporation. I don't want to call them a government because they are not. Garner, 43, tried to pull away from surrounding officers before Pantaleo used a chokehold that has been banned by the New York police. So this is saying, it says you just can't shoot a guy, you know, just pull out a gun. He's unarmed. All he's doing is selling cigarettes. He's trying to pull back away from you, and you shot him dead with the gun. What if you just shot him right in the face with his pistol? It would be the same fucking difference. It would be, oh, you violated the policy. You get fired. Oh, and no grand jury is going to indict because they just don't, because they're all a part of the Masonic fucking lodge. They probably have about, you know, 700 or 800 names on there. They're all lodge members. And the district attorney comes in and tells them whether they want an indictment on if some poor asshole that, you know, they want to get, who has broken no law, who may have violated some of their fucking illegal, unlawful. Their legislation is no fucking good. It's not even legislation. It's corporate fucking policy. I mean, this is like Walmart. This is violating Walmart policy is what it really comes down to. Is all that could be said about this man is he violated somebody's private fucking policy, which if they have a problem with it, some individual has to file against him in a common law court for some kind of damage he done to them or a crime he's committed against them. But that's not what Mr. Garner got. He got fucking killed. Murdered. And there, I mean, when this commissioner was, telling his tell on TV a while ago on the stupid box, I listened to his little fucking speech and it was just like, man, he really had a hard decision to make. And he knew that a lot of the officers were going to feel unsupported because they can't fucking murder at will. Well, yes, they can. I mean, what happened to the guy? He lost his job. He'll have another job in another department within a fucking week. You watch what I tell you. They are not going to have that on the mainstream, though. What basically it comes down to is just fucking straight up murder. I say he fucking murdered that man. That man was standing on the sidewalk minding his own goddamn business. And he could sell a fucking cigarette if he wants because there is no law against it. In fact, the law says he can do whatever he fucking well pleases unless there's some individual that he has harmed. And then that individual goes through the proper process, allowing him proper due process, and gets a warrant for his fucking arrest or files a civil suit against him. Well, what was happening there? He was standing out in front of some place where I guess he was cutting into their fucking action.
He got killed for selling a fucking legal substance in America.
Yeah.
If that's so on its face, it's fucking so ridiculous. I mean, it's unlawful as hell on its face, Henry.
This is what tyranny looks like. I mean, people, you know, you, when you're a little kid growing up and they're teaching you all the lies about, you know, worshiping the founding elite. That weren't the founding elite, and you know, you don't even know the names of the people who bled to give you that fucking Bill of Rights. Well, this just, you know, this is just one of those things, man. I mean, one of these son of a bitches that was on a panel this commissioner was saying that the guy was going to be fired. You know, says, well, you know, you don't have the right to resist the police. You have no right to resist the police. That's a fucking lie. You absolutely have the right to resist an unlawful arrest. And all the man did was pull back away from him, trying to get away from him. And this fucking yard ape, this fucking white nigger, fucking grabbed him by the fucking neck and choked him down and killed him. They get off on it. They're sick in the fucking head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've had interactions with the police. I mean, every fucking time I've had one, it always turns into, if you start talking to them and they don't like the way you're talking to them, they'll start shit. You know, they don't like, I mean, you know, there's nothing, it's going to be a fight every goddamn time. You can't even talk to them.
Well, the bottom line is they're not even supposed to be there. It is a crime for them to be fucking talking to you without fucking jurisdiction to be of some authority to be up there talking to you. You can just say, I don't want to talk to you. Walk away from them. They're nobody. They do not have a fucking common law fucking warrant. They do not have a common law complaint. They are just, well, they're enforcing policy. They're enforcing corporate policy, and everybody knows that the international corporate mafia, the fucking United States corporation branch, has the fucking, like I said, the exclusive on selling tobacco in this country. Garner 43 tried to pull away from surrounding officers before Pantanella used chokehold that has been banned by the NYPD. I don't care if it's been banned. These son of a bitches can't even exist. There's no authorization for them to exist. They were never supposed to be in our world. That's what self-governing means. Self-governing doesn't mean that there's a group of people over there with authority over you that are governing your actions. You govern your own actions. And if you run afoul of somebody else's Bill of Rights, you know, a right of theirs, then that's what the common law courts are there for, 12 of your fucking peers to settle the issue. They were never supposed to be in our world. That's what we were promised when they brought out that fucking Mason goddamn constitution. Is that we can't ever do anything. We could never choke a man to death for selling a fucking cigarette on the sidewalk. No, man, you kidding me? Look at Rita. There's nothing in there that gives us any kind of authority over you at all. Really. Since 1993, according to police, video of the encounter taken by Garner's friend shows Pantaello holding Garner in a chokehold for several seconds, even after the two men fell to the ground. Garner yelled, "I can't breathe," 11 times during the chokehold as officers pressed him into the sidewalk, but it was not until after the officers heard Garner's pleas that they called for an ambulance. Paramedics waited several minutes, and I watched it while the shit was going down. The paramedics standing there, "Why, this guy's fucking, he's not breathing." They're giving him no fucking aid.
He had his knee on the fucking stick. I mean, you know, what a fucking prick. You know, I mean, that's like putting a tow truck on top of the stick and the guy's neck. I mean, fuck, you know.
They killed that man deliberately. Just like they killed Kelly Thomas and James Boyd and Marin Curie. The fucking list could go on for fucking ever if we wanted to bring it out. Right? You know, they're having this put, right? They're trying to say, oh, the police are, you know, I hear it 10 times a day. They're to protect you. They're to protect you. That's why they're being attacked by the fucking people. We don't want your protection. I don't think you're protecting us. I think what you're doing is trying to fucking subjugate us for your fucking masters in the United States Corporation, which is a part of the international corporate mafia, which wants international communism. And you to be, for me to be a fucking subject, I shan't be. Before giving Garner oxygen, several minutes, people, before giving the man, they're sitting there, they had the oxygen. They had it right there in the, they had, I mean, the paramedics showed up, and they stood there. They just stood there while the man wasn't breathing. All they had to do is put the mask on him, hit him with the fucking oxygen. It might have saved his life. Pump his heart a little bit. I mean, you've seen it on TV. I mean, I don't know if any of you has ever been at a wreck or anything where you had to help somebody. But you don't just stand there and look at it. It's that good old boys club. It's that fucking Masonic lodge. They're all lodge brothers. That's why they got the cush jobs of the firefighters and fucking cops making, you know, 60 to 100 grand a fucking year. And they sat there. They wanted that man to die. How dare him cut in on the fucking mob action of the tobacco fucking industry? How dare them? One fucking cigarette. Garner was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at the local hospital, dying of what the city's medical examiner called lethal cascade of events, begun by Pantaello's chokehold and ending in a cardiac arrest. The death was ruled a homicide. That's what the coroner said. So how in the hell is it this grand jury, if it was ruled a homicide, and this phony fucking administrative fucking corporate, it was the same corporation he worked for, they're the ones that held the trial for him. And they said that what he did was well, God, I can't. It's hard to talk about it because they aren't supposed to be there.
Justifiable. They put fucking words in front of that. They put the nouns and verbs in front of it to make it sound like it's legal.
Yeah, but obviously it wasn't justifiable, even according to the fucking corporation he worked for. Even working within the corporate policy, it was not justifiable homicide. In fact, because he was fired, that means it was unjustified what he did. That made it an unjustified homicide, which made it a fucking admit. I mean, I think he meant to kill the man the way it looked to me. But I guess he could argue for a fucking, you know, at least a manslaughter charge against the son of a bitch.
Well, the minute you use a stick on a man, you're meant to kill him. Let's face it. If you're going to put a fucking nightstick on a man and stand on it on a guy's neck, you're trying to kill him. I mean, you know, fucking A, man. I mean, what is the definition of murder anyway?
Yeah, well, it depends on what book you're looking in. If you're looking in the corporate fucking, like, Black's Law Dictionary or Bouvier's, the fucking dictionaries that where they rewrote the fucking language to suit their corporate fucking needs, like a corporation is a person. No, it fucking ain't. It defies fucking reality. It is not. In the old dictionaries, the common dictionaries of the common man, it tells you that a corporation is a pretense of a single person by two or three or four more people. It's a pretense. It's pretend. That means it's not real. But they operate as if it is. I mean, what the fuck? We know what we're talking about here. We're talking about corporate fucking tyranny, international corporate mafia fucking tyranny. Well, this man was murdered. Eric Garner, I mean, there's a long fucking list of them. And like Marion Curry getting killed there, you know, because she panicked. You know, this lady in her car, she's coming to fucking, and they put up a roadblock where there'd never been one. And she panics because she doesn't have a driver's license, tries to drive away. They chase her down until she runs into a fucking dumpster, get out with a fucking M16, walk over and with her fucking baby in a car seat in the back fucking of the car and shoot her and kill her. And then the Congress, or it stands up and applauds it. That's not your Congress. That's a group of fucking thugs. That's the mafia. His killing immediately galvanized the nascent Black Lives Matter movement. And it ain't about black or white or green. And we all fucking know it. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here. It don't matter what fucking color your skin is. I mean, most of the black people that are fucking murdered are murdered by black cops. This is about a fucking unlawful corporation with a corporate enforcement arm made up of fucking separate corporations joined, and as all the other corporations are doing, making more and more of a monopoly every day until they have a solid standing army of fucking corporate enforcers to subjugate our people.
Yeah, can you imagine if that cop would have done that to a mob boss, put a stick on his fucking neck and kill? That cop would have lasted about 20 seconds. They would have found his head floating in the river somewhere 20 minutes later.
Oh, the cop.
You know, they treat the corporate heads one way, and then they treat the subjugated another way. Fuck you.
They are in place as a barrier between the people who are being oppressed and the oppressors who are the fucking corporate mob. They are the mob. Of course, this is never going to happen to one of them. They're the boss. And like I said, it don't got nothing to do with the fucking pigment of your skin. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the fucking a people that they cannot subjugate. They still got their 12 to 18 fucking percent. I mean, I think it's that low. I swear to you people, I do. The way they're so desperate to get anybody. It's like they can't get nobody to go in the fucking military. I think it's that fucking desperate. 12 to 18 fucking percent. And then they're up there showing me polls today. 57% support the fucking red flag laws and all this bullshit. Well, 57% of 18%, what that's about, I'll give you 10%. So 10% of the population supports fucking violating the fucking superior law of this fucking land, the ratified law that can't be changed. And we're just going, well, Well, 10% fucking bad. No, it ain't 57%. This is not a government of poll, run by poll. This government is not run by poll. I mean, well, the government that's supposed to be. See how hard this is to talk about? If the original Constitution were in effect instead of being replaced by a corporate fucking charter, this would be just completely fucking illegal.
They're running cigarettes up and down the East Coast, Henry, and you goddamn well know it. Everybody out there knows it. They're running cigarettes out of the back of U-Hauls, the mob, every fucking day, selling illegal cartons of cigarettes on the street in the Bronx and all that other bullshit. I mean, you know, talk about, you know, fucking two-faced motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember hearing that he was standing out in front of a store, you know, and see the merchant inside there. He's in New York. He's one of the controllers, a part of the mafia. And some guy's got he might make $20 in a day standing there fucking selling single cigarettes. He's got a fucking family, ain't got no job. But what you do is you call up and you call your fucking corporate enforcers over there and say, this guy's, they'd have to come in here and buy them cigarettes from me if he weren't buying them from him one at a time on the sidewalk, because that's all they can fucking afford is the cigarette. And so your fucking corporate mafia, they'll kill you. See, that's what they don't, you know, they put those fucking uniforms on them with their military insignia, and they try to pretend that they're any different than any other fucking thug walking up and down the goddamn street. Somebody walking up and down the goddamn street, you're sitting there selling cigarettes, they don't like it, and they come up and just, oh, you stop, you're selling cigarettes, that's against our policy, and fucking slam and kill your ass. That's what happened to Garner. We're at the bottom of the hour, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Way that it
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Scheibler, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Scheibler. 12:36 Pacific time. That was Social Distortion with Down Here, you know, down here on the ground beneath the fucking hill of the fucking black booted thug with the rest of us. And the last line of this article on Eric Garner, the family received $5.9 million from the city to settle the wrongful death claim. So you have a wrongful death claim that they settled $5.9 million fucking dollars for. You got an administrative, their little administrative hearing up here where they said that fucking what he did was not even going along with the fucking policy of the fucking corporate enforcers. And then you have the grand jury who declined. Well, and plus you have the homicide, it ruled as a homicide. And both of these suggest that, hey, that homicide was not justified. You had to pay out $5.9 million. And the fucking administrative fuckers at the goddamn place he worked even said that he couldn't do what he did. But hey, that's all right. It's just a dead nigger. Don't worry about it. That's all. Don't worry about it, man. And the cigarettes, you know, you think about it, the cigarettes, when Garner brought the pack of cigarettes that he was doling out one at a time, he paid their fucking tax. The mafia got their fucking cut on the tobacco. But then again, he was engaging in free market enterprise. Free enterprise. That's what that's called. But I guess those cigarettes didn't belong to Eric Garner now, did they? It's like the alcohol, you know, they own all the, I don't care who makes the alcohol or where it comes from, they own it all, because you're going to pay them a tax on it. A tax, I mean, a tax, whatever you want to call it, it's tribute, it's goddamn, it's mafia. I mean, this is the excise tax that the anti-federalists talked about in the anti-federalist papers. An excise tax on everything, and that means everything belongs to the government. You can't even pass it from one person to another. It's like they wanted to do it with fucking shovels, people. They wanted to do it with everything that is fucking manufactured in this country. You, like, if you bought a shovel, I mean, I don't know if any of you remember the articles we did on it, but if you would buy a shovel and you fucking, you know, sell it at a yard sale. You couldn't even sell it at a fucking yard sale. Only the one that held the patent, there's only one that could fucking sell that shovel. And they used to talk about these goddamn gun buybacks. Well, what they're trying to tell you, I mean, the second article's clear. Your fucking gun is your fucking gun. But they're trying to, the whole idea here is to get it through your fucking head that nothing belongs to you. You do not belong to you. You belong to the corporation. The corporation will give you the fucking orders and you will fucking obey. Or they would send their enforcers out and they'll fucking kill you. That's where it stands today. Cop-hating mob at Brooklyn housing project injures three NYPD officers. This is from New York Post. It was sent in by Angel. And, you know, as long as they're going to keep, every day, you know, they try to show these puppy stories and stuff. Oh, the cops are just such nice fucking people. No, they're not. They are goddamn hired thugs. And I'm telling you, you think about what happened to the people over in Afghanistan and Iraq, the torture. You know, even taking them over to Poland, they had torture places there. In Syria, they had torture places there. And it was all being run, the whole goddamn war, because it wasn't a declared war by our fucking Congress. It was a NATO fucking, this goddamn United Nations, this entity that isn't an entity. It's like everything else. It doesn't really exist, but it does exist. And they're calling the fucking shots. And then they're the ones, I mean, that's why Blackwater over there is, I mean, when you talk about the Middle East, they're the ones running everything over there. When you can't get something done, like you want to torture somebody or you want to just fucking, you know, do some assassinations. Well, no, well, we can't do that. We can't give that order in the army. But this corporation we've hired. Why are we hiring corporations to go to foreign lands to fight fucking wars? You know, if it was supposed to be a war that we were involved in, a declared war, and you would bring mercenaries? I mean, did that exist until, I mean, it didn't exist in Vietnam. Started existing at Desert Dust 1. And now you've got the same son of a bitches here, a standing fucking army, a fucking Blackwater USA, that fucking, they can kill with impunity. They're 007. This guy that killed fucking Garner, 007. He killed and fucking no consequence. Oh, they had to put up something because of the fucking people's up, you know, like this shit where I'm getting ready to read you here. The people are sick of this shit. And so they had to put something out there. So he got fired. He'll go down the road 20 fucking miles. He'll have another fucking job. Just out of the next district over, he'll have a fucking job. He's probably got it waiting on him. Laughing all the fucking way. Knowing he got away with fucking murder. Intentional fucking murder. All right, this is from the New York Post. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Roving cop-hating mobs erupted in violence, taunts, and gunfire in Brooklyn overnight into Sunday, leaving three officers with minor injuries. At least some of the injuries were caused by, quote, airmail, objects thrown down at the cops from rooftops. Police at the scene in Bedford, it looks like Stuyvesant told the Post. By early Sunday, 11 people had been arrested on charges of disorderly conduct. The violence came after a series of water-dousing attacks on NYPD officers throughout the city this summer. Straight-up cowards, one man in the crowd there shouted at the cops at just after midnight. You don't know how to do anything, you effing cowards. One of the cops injured Saturday night had to be hoisted onto a gurney by medics who rushed him from the sidewalk outside Marcy House at around 11:10 p.m. At least six or seven gunshots rang out from a rooftop of the housing project shortly afterward, causing no injuries but sending scores of cops running toward the gunfire. I bet they were. By 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, small roving bands of angry residents were still taunting police officers in the surrounding blocks. Anger may have been stoked by cops earlier using pepper spray to disperse crowds who were barbecuing and picnicking as part of a Marcy Day celebration, residents said. So these people in this housing project, they got together, they were having them a block party for all intents and purposes. They were barbecuing. They were enjoying one another's company. And here comes the fucking Gestapo, the fucking Blackwater USA. Come in and fucking start pepper spraying. I mean, you know, there got to be kids and everything. This is fucking, they were barbecuing and picnicking. Oh, that's an unlawful gathering, man. We're going to have to shut you down. We're going to pepper spray you. And beat your fucking people. And they went, and then, you know, they come on. Why do they do the poor cops? They're protecting and loving the people. They just love us. And it's like the rest of this horse shit. Like they love our children as they're blowing up fucking kids over in Yemen daily. People can see through the horse shit, and it's getting worse, and it's starting to be on the fucking streets, people. It's starting to be on the fucking streets. Like I told you, this is how it would be. And I guarantee you there ain't nobody in that fucking neighborhood that's pro-blue line. I mean, when did we start worshiping fucking cops is what really gets me. When I was young, you know, it was fucking everybody was like, you seen something that the cops might get you. Hey, buddy, I've stopped people and told them their signal light was out so they wouldn't get pulled over. It was us against them. And then all of a sudden, like about Reagan's time, you know, when Reagan brought back the industrial war complex and they want to just get their wars going, wars that shouldn't be happening. Why shouldn't they be happening? Because we spent $5.5 trillion on a fucking nuclear arsenal to end war forever. You're not going to start no fucking wars. There ain't going to be, but then they, you know, it took them a long time to get past Vietnam because everybody figured that son of a bitch out, and it finally stopped when the people in the middle, in the Midwest, you know, the good old boys, you know, and it, that had supported all this shit through their stupidity, finally there enough of their kids came home in fucking body bags and they started asking what the hell exactly is going on here. And then it was, you know, it was understood. It was common knowledge that it was all done for fucking money, because at the same time they were supposed to be over there stopping the spread of international communists, the international communists were marching in the streets here, weren't they? And we'd already been under fucking communism since World War II when we sent our fucking young people over to fucking Europe to preserve international communism under the guise that they were protecting our freedoms and liberties, because they're going to get us from clear across the fucking ocean, when the Germans had already said that the United States could never be conventionally invaded. It wasn't none of our business. It's always been the mafia, just, you know, that we out the people and making money doing it, getting people in different camps and getting them. Most people that killed each other, but they didn't know fucking even why. That's what they want us to do now. They want this Antifa, and then you got the goddamn Trump tards. Antifa versus the Trump tards. Let's go kill. Well, exactly. Now I can see why I would want to kill somebody who was trying to violate the Bill of Rights and remove it. Because that's my freedom, that's my liberty. I am bound to. It's not only my right, it is my duty to kill, to protect that fucking Bill of Rights, because that is my freedom and my liberty. But if it don't matter, I mean, what, you gotta have two groups here. You see, and one group's a good group, and one group's a bad group, and each, you know, the whole fucking game that Guy Carr talked about in Pawns in the Game. Divide the people into two camps. And neither one of them. Both of them want to take my fucking Bill of Rights away. They're both international communists, but they're showing some kind of conflict between them, which is an orchestrated conflict between them. When somebody goes to confront what is supposed to be the communist Antifa, which are claiming to be fucking fascists. I mean, this is so insane. It's impossible. Which are claiming to be fucking anti-fascist, which would, Antifa, that's what it means, anti-fascist, which would make, if you went back to Nazi Germany, that would have made them the fucking, well, they're communists. And then the other guys, they're supposed to be fascist, the Trump tards, they're supposed to be the fascists against the communists. I got no fucking dog in that fight. Both of you want to take my fucking liberty away from me. You want me to be a fucking subjugated piece of fucking corporate property. You both are my enemy. You both are the enemy of the Republic and of the fucking law of this land, which is the Bill of Rights and the authority of the fucking people. And show me your goddamn, I mean, those goddamn, the way they're throwing these fucking polls up, people. You know, they even quit taking the thing off the bottom. They're polling fucking likely voters, okay? They'll be 1,000 and maybe they'll pull 1,000 likely voters who are either part of this Antifa, the communist side, or the fucking, what is, we're calling the fascist side, the fucking Trump tards. These are the people they're fucking polling. What is 1,000 in fucking, what is really, if you add in the fucking illegals, 400 million. It is nothing. You cannot get a consensus of any kind from that. Especially when the majority of the people won't even participate in it because they know it's all fucking corrupt. But they throw this in, and when they throw this little percentage up here that they, you know, that they have, they say 57% of Americans. How in the hell can you say that? 57% of the 1,000 of the fucking, the made up of the 18% that actually buy, that go along with this shit. And give their corporate consent through their fucking vote, through their fucking corporate straw man, 57% of them, which is fucking like, what, 4% of the entire population of the fucking country, and we're going to run this country by poll, 4% are going to call the fucking shots and give you permission to fucking subjugate me with the corporate army? You think so? And you think this shit's going to pan out? Straight up cowards, I agree. At least 6 or 7 gunshots rang out from a rooftop on the rooftop of the housing project shortly afterward, causing no injuries, but sending cops running towards the gunfire. I can see that. Anger may have been stoked. Oh yeah, we did that. Okay. Cause they were having a barbecue. These people were out on the streets having a barbecue, having a good time, not bothering no goddamn body. Oh man, there are people out on the street barbecuing. I'll go, goddamn, send the SWAT team. This is what it has come to. And they'll just keep squeezing. That's the way of the tyrant. They'll keep squeezing and it'll keep getting worse and worse and worse. And until finally people get it through their head, there's only one way to stop these son of a bitches. You have to fucking stand there and you have to fucking kill for that fucking Bill of Rights like your fucking ancestors did. And now, you know, we're going to the, let me see. I got one on gun confiscation here. Walmart CEO. Time to consider ban on assault weapons. Who the fuck is Walmart? Fuck you, Walmart. You're a store. You're a fucking corporation. You're a corporate store, and you have no collective power. I mean, who's Walmart? Jim says, fuck Walmart. Remove their fucking license to operate because they are suggesting violations of the fucking Bill of Rights, the superior law of this land. Why does Walmart have a fucking license? Why are they holding a license if they're going against the law of our land? If they are fucking advocating for goddamn insurrection against our Bill of Rights, do they have a license to operate here? Well, because it's not granted by the fucking people through their representatives. It's granted by the international corporate mafia through the United States Corporation, which is the corporate aristocracy of this country, who want to fucking rule all of us, who want us as their fucking property. I'll be no man's property. And anybody that would, I mean, goddamn, you want to go back to old England. You just got off the boat and got here to America. Go get back to fucking England. You can be somebody's property tomorrow. This country is founded on freedom and liberty. Not commerce, not mammon. Freedom and liberty. And it took some fucking figuring out to get it till we could have commerce without sacrificing our freedom and liberty. We called it self-government. And we wrote a Bill of Rights to protect it. So that there was never going to be no government or no lord or no monarch that could fucking take from what we made for ourselves. It belonged to us. The whole goddamn shebang belonged to us. And that's what self-governing means. They tell you, going out and voting your corporate straw man to fucking, for one of the three selected by these fucking private, organizations called political parties, that's your self-government. Horse shit. How fucking dumb do you think people are? I like the cop haters. The after effect of the pepper spraying was captured on video posted to Instagram. It shows angry residents trying to flush the chemicals from their faces with skin. Imagine that. Imagine if you was out in your fucking yard barbecuing and some son of a bitch just fucking, they just walked in and started pepper spraying your fucking family. Imagine that. These people live in the city. They live in the fucking projects. And they're not out robbing and killing and dealing drugs or anything. They were having a fucking barbecue. Wonder why the people are finally figuring out that this isn't a fucking, the peace officers that we're supposed to have, that we're supposed to elect from among ourselves as sheriffs and constables. That this is actually some kind of corporate enforcement army. And I want to know who had the fucking problem with the fucking barbecue to start with. Oh, there's people gathering on the street. They're talking. That's what they're, maybe that's the whole fucking deal. Because, you know, you have a barbecue or something like that, in the cities, I gotta imagine, I've never lived in a city. But I know what a block party is, and you know, and people getting together, you know, like in a project like that, you know, and they're gonna talk to one another. Maybe they'll pass on a fucking website. Go ahead.
They forgot to get the permit.
That's gotta be, hey, you're probably right, my friend. They forgot to get the permit to fucking peaceably gather and talk to one another and eat some fucking barbecue. That was probably their crime. because that's against law. Well, no, it isn't against the fucking law. In fact, it's enshrined in the first article of our People's Bill of Rights. We can gather peaceably anytime, anywhere we fucking want. And we can even eat barbecue. It's just, well, it goes just like going back to the pack of cigarettes. No tax stamp.
They're supposed to be inside watching the stupid box.
Exactly. They do not want people, but you know, I think this is kind of cool, people coming out like that. This is what needs to happen. When you have big groups of good people, these people weren't out there fucking selling crack on the sidewalk. They weren't causing nobody no problems at all. They were being fucking neighbors. They were fucking, barbecuing and eating and talking. Because there's a lot we need to talk about. And that just like, the way that our site is attacked and this broadcast is attacked. They do not want people talking to one another. Because they'll find out, past the political correctness, there's something very, very wrong in this country. And then there might even be somebody there goes, go over from the trenches. You can find out exactly what they're doing to you and how. And what your duty is to do about it. And that was these people's duty. It was their duty to run these son of a bitches out of their fucking neighborhood. Who had no jurisdictional authority to be there. Who were in violation of the fucking law. That's what you gotta understand. These people are criminals. When you violate the true law, not policy. Look up the difference between policy and law. They have taken our common law and replaced it with Roman fucking civil law, which is goddamn private policy being enforced as public law. My private policy is I don't want a bunch of people getting together at some project and having barbecues on the sidewalk and stuff with each other and having a good time and talking to one another. They might actually think they're a little bit free, and we can't have that at this point in the ball game because we're clamping down right now. We're in the process of subjugating. Send some goddamn enforcers over there with some pepper spray and subjugate these son of a bitches back into their houses. Well, it ain't working out quite that way, is it? And the people, they want rioting. You know, that's what they would want is rioting. But what these people did was just right. You know, just raising hell and said, you motherfuckers, you come here bothering us? Take back your fucking neighborhood. You outnumber them thousands to one. And you don't have to riot to do it. These people, you know who the individual criminals are. You know they have taken away the fucking common law court, so you can't take that son of a bitch to court, can ya? You can't enforce your fucking rights to a court, can ya? If you got a lot of money and can hire a goddamn law firm like Alex Jones, you can get your way, but it's going to cost you. And the average, the people are getting poorer and poorer every day in spite of this wonderful, unbelievable fucking economy. Just a blatant lie. And even, fucking both of the false fucking parties are going along with the narrative that, yeah, it's a pretty strong economy. Horse shit. If you're fucking rich, it's wonderful. But the way you're getting richer isn't for fucking any production. It isn't through no fucking enterprise. It's from fucking changing the fucking your policies so that you can take more from the poor and the fucking middle class, which are the only ones doing any goddamn thing to create anything, to create any real wealth for you to steal. Anyway, sickening enough. Another day of sickening. I had one last one here, but I didn't come about out enough. Police avowed anti-Semite arrest for making threats. And I'm telling you, this anti-Semite shit, it's going to just keep on coming. It's going to keep on coming because they're pushing this racism shit, which is shit. It's all shit. We're American nationals. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm an American national. And you know what? My fucking brother Dion, he's an American national. We're different colors. So is he a black supremacist because he's a national? Because he believes that this is his goddamn country and that his freedom and liberty is fucking a part of this land? Am I a fucking white supremacist because I believe exactly the same thing? Is that how, the fucking stupidity of all this, like I said, it's political correctness. That they think that, you know, they've been writing down fucking violations of our Bill of Rights for so fucking long and getting away with it. And then having their corporate enforcers, which they're building more of every day, enforce these edicts, which are fucking unlawful, for so long and getting away with it. They think they're going to write down political correctness. They had political correctness for the longest time here just through fucking stigmatism. You know, you fucking didn't want to be stigmatized. I don't want nobody thinking I'm racist. So I'll say I hate myself for being white. I mean, come on. And it worked for a long fucking time until 2008 when they took a too big of a bite out of the people. They took 100 million motherfucking people who had worked all their lives for homes, and fucking, you know, they, people who are about to retire. There were people that blew their brains out. I mean, they were just a ways from retirement, and the way they fucking did it by, you know, giving, what they could, well, handing the treasury over to a fucking individual that the Congress can't even do. And then handing the trillions over to the fucking huge international banks so they could take out all the little banks in the line of credit because this country's run on the red. You remove the line of credit, then there goes all the businesses are all shut down. All the people, then the people turn around and they, you know, fucking look around, my 401k's gone. How in the hell did that happen? Well, those AAA derivatives that we were putting in your 401k matching you because you were saving for your retirement, well, they weren't AAA derivatives. They were fucking junk bonds. Who in the hell's responsible for that? Well, the regulators, you pay them. You pay their fucking wages. You pay their fucking retirements. You pay their medical. Yeah, you pay big fucking money to have them watch them. And they were in on it. Really? Okay, so when did the arrest begin? Oh, we can't arrest them. And no, it destroy the country. If you arrested the people destroying the country. You betcha. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just take notice. I mean, this is really what they're trying to do with this fucking racism and the squad and all this fucking happy horseshit. And see, when they put that fucking racism thing in there, because people have always fallen for it. People have fallen for the racism thing. That's why that's been one of their fucking tools. Not realizing that there's more fucking white people oppressed than black people because there's more white people. And we're all being oppressed. And it ain't got a thing to do with our color of our skin. If you don't believe me, just turn your head up and look at the people oppressing you. They're of all colors, of all nationalities. They're just the royal families of around the world. And they try to get me to blame it on you and you to blame it on me because we're getting fucked by them. The people have started looking up. They know who the oppressor is. They know how they're being oppressed. They know that fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, it's become so blatant that just somebody reading the Bill of Rights says, now this ain't how we're operating, man. Just keep pushing it, people. That is The Word from the Trenches.